This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue Masechta Ma'ir Katan Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to start four lines from the bottom, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said that you're not to bring Kalim from the craftsmen back on Chol HaMoed, and if you're afraid that they're going to get stolen, you could clear them to a different chatzar. So the Gemara asks, it's Ve'ein Mavien Kalim Mibes Uman. You can't bring Kalim back from the house of the craftsman. Amra Papa, Papa said, Badik Lan Rava. Rava checked us. Rashi says, Iyadin Latruse. If we know how to answer. The Rashi Ksav Yad said, he checked us. He's trying to sharpen us.
By the way, Rav, the Tashman that was mentioned yesterday was Ksav Yad also.
Oh, was it? Oh, you heard the...
Yeah.
Okay, good, thank you. So, Badiklan Rava Lechadude, Xaviat says, to sharpen us. Yeah? Fine. So Rava tested us to sharpen us with the following question. Ein Mavien Kalim Ibeisa Uman. The Mishnah says you know how to bring Kalim back from the house of the craftsman, or Aminhi will ask a Sira. Because here it says you know how to bring back Kalim from the house of the craftsman, but we have a brisa that says Malichin, you're allowed to bring the Kalim of Ian Kalim and bring the Kalim home, Ibeis HaUman. Even though it's not for Yom Tif. So it's an Afan Astira. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to, and the brisa says you are allowed to. So how did Rav Papa say that the Talmidim answered? And we answered him one of two answers. Kan Ba'arba Asar, Kan B'Cholosh HaMaid. Here in the brisa that says you're allowed to bring back from the house of the woman is talking about Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, no Isser of Tircha on Erev Pesach. There's no prohibition of Tircha, and therefore Erev Pesach you're allowed to. But on Chol HaMoed there's an Isser of Tircha, so therefore Kan B'Chol HaMoed, Rashi says Ein Mavin.
But is it Tzarech Yom
Tov? No, even if it's not a Tzarech Yom Tov. There's no Isser Malacha. You say it because we said earlier.
We said that the Isser involved in Erev Pesach.
The things that you're not
allowed to do on Erev Pesach is you're only allowed to do it if it's Latzarich Yom Tov.
So you're only allowed to do it if it's Latzarich Yom Tov. What did we say you're allowed to do? We said Shalosh Mnuyos Oisin. The answer is like this. There it's talking about malacha. Malacha you're now do Erev Pesach, unless it's L'tzarech Yom Tov. But Tircha you're allowed to do even if it's not Tzarech Yom Tov. Here there's no malacha. It's only a Tircha, so there's no Isser of Tircha Erev Pesach. That's a good point. In other words, there's no malacha here. It's only a matter of Tircha. Tircha is a problem on Chol HaMoed, and Tircha is not a problem on Erev Pesach. That's the first answer. But Yiseima, or if you want, you could say, Hava ha b'chulei shamayid. Both cases are talking about Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah is talking about where you believe the guy. So if you believe the guy, you can't schlep at home. The Braisa is talking about where you don't believe the guy. If you don't believe the guy, we let you schlep at home. V'hatanya, this also is benichusa. V'hatanya, Rashi says, siyua, here's a support. By the way, Rashi's yard site is this week. I was just in Rashi's shul in Worms. It's in the Makkaim where when Rashi's mother was pregnant, the horseman came by. And the wall bent in. Okay, but Tanya, we learned in a brisa.
Is this a guy classroom, or does it make a difference?
Even a Jew. Meaning, on Chol HaMoed, you're now to take it from his house, from his shop, because it looks like you commissioned him to do work for you on Chol HaMoed. On Erev Pesach.
So this would be a guy.
No, even a Yid. I mean, you can't take it from his house on Chol HaMoed. But you could take it from his shop on Erev Pesach. Okay, but Tanya, the support is as follows. Mavien Kalim, Ibeis HaUman. You're allowed to bring Kalim back from the craftsman. Kagoin Kad, Ibeis HaKadar, like a jug from the potter. Vekois, Ibeis HaZagog, or a cup from the... What?
The glassmaker,
correct. Avaloit Semra Mibes Hatseva, but you're not to bring wool from the house of the dyer. Avaloit Kalim Mibes Uman. And you can't bring kelim from the house of the craftsman. Rashi says, Kad v'koysel tzarech hamoyed hein. A jug and a cup are for Yom Tov. Avot tzemer, clothing are not for Yom Tov. Why aren't clothing for Yom Tov? Because people have clothing in their closet, usually. People usually don't need to manufacture clothing for Yom Tov. So a jug is something you need, a kais is something that you need for Yom Tov, but clothing or kalim from a craftsman is not letzarach Yom Tov. And if the person has nothing to eat, you're allowed to pay him. And you leave the kalim by him. But if you don't believe him, you leave it in the house next to him. And if you don't trust them, maybe it will be stolen. You could clear it into another chatzar if you don't believe him. You could bring it modestly into your house. So this supports the second pshat. The first pshat is that you're not allowed to bring home kelim on Chol HaMoed, and you're allowed to bring it home Erev Pesach. This pshat is saying, no, it depends. On Chol HaMoed, sometimes yes, sometimes no. What does it depend on? Whether you believe the guy or not. If you believe him, you're allowed to bring it. If you don't believe him, you're not allowed to bring it. Fine. So the Gemara says that this second answer is not a good answer. Why? Taratz the Mevian. Because this answer only explains why the Mishnah says they let her bring kelim from the base of Uman, and the Braisa says Ein Mevian. Why the Mishnah says Ein Mevian, and the Braisa says Mevian. However, you didn't answer Meilichen, because Meilichen Kasha. Diktani ein mavin. Now let's look in the Braisa. The Braisa says Meilichen mavin. You're allowed to bring it to the Uman in the first place, and the Mishnah says ein mavin. You can't bring it home, which implies you certainly can't bring it in the first place once it's there. In other words, if you can't bring it home once it's there, you certainly can't bring it there in the first place. So we have a stira about Meilichen, because the Mishnah implies ein Meilichen, and the Braisa says yes Meilichen. So what are you going to answer? The Mishnah is talking about where you don't trust the guy. Where you trust the guy, and therefore Meilichen, and the Braisa is talking about where you don't trust the guy. Not trusting the guy doesn't explain why you're allowed to be Meilich. Not trusting him only explains why you could bring it home, but it doesn't explain why you could bring it in the first place. So this answer is not a viable answer. But rather it's clear, like we answered originally. How did we answer originally? That it's not a dependent on whether you trust him or not, or it depends whether it's Chol HaMoed or Erev Pesach.
And Erev Pesach is because the carbon Pesach comes to the Nevi'an. With Erev Pesach, is that why we're
saying you're not allowed to do Malacha on Erev Pesach?
From the carbon of, because the day you bring a carbon is the Yant, right? Is that what it is?
Actually, the Gemara here doesn't explain why. It's Gemara and Pesachim. There are three Perushim why you're not allowed to do Malacha Erev Pesach. And it's usually after Chatzos. One reason is because people, if we let you do Malacha, you're not going to prepare for all the preparations for Yom Tov.
That wouldn't make a difference between Pesach and any other Yom Tov.
But there are more preparations for the Seder than there are for other Yom Tovim. So we answered.
I mean, the whole Shachar Torah is before Chatzos. After Chatzos, right. It's Asur. Before Chatzos.
Right, but L'chayra, whatever the reason is after Chatzos, would be extended to some level before. That's one reason. Another reason is because of the carbon Pesach. The difference might be whether Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos or not. And then there's a third reason of the Pnei Yeshua that Stam, the Torah, calls it Yom Tov. It says, Barba Asar Yom, L'chadosh Rishon, Pesach L'Hashem. Yeah, okay. So the Gemara says, El Machvarta Kedashanina Meikara. Rather, it's clear, like we said originally. So it says the Mishnah. Mechapin Esakzios. If you have dried figs, you're allowed to cover them, Bekash, with straw. Now, why wouldn't you be? It's a tercha. What are you protecting it from? You're protecting it from the rain. You want to protect your dried figs from the rain. Because the figs are drying, and if it rains, it's going to ruin the figs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af me'aben, you can even make it thick. We'll see in the Gemara what the machlekes is. What does it mean? You cover it or you can make it thick. Moichrei peros, sellers of fruits, ksus, or garments, v'kelem, and kelem, moichrim betzina l'tzar chamoid, sellers of fruits, and clothing, and kelem, moichrim betzina, they could sell privately, l'tzar chamoid, for the sake of yamtif. Now, why are these things you have to sell privately? It's tzar chamoid. This is a very interesting halacha. These items are usually not bought immediately before Yom Tov, because these are items, let's say fruits, are usually bought in large quantities. The reason they're bought in large quantities is because they stay good for a long time. So it's not like you have a need to dafka go, it's Erev Yom Tov, an hour before the Zman, I have to get my fruits. Use the fruits that are in the basement for last year, the same exact fruits as in the store. Clothing also, you don't have to go Erev Yom Tov. Clothing lasts a long time. So these things, it's not nicker, you're buying it for Yom Tov. So since it's not nicker, you're not going to sell it publicly Erev Yom Tov, because people might think you're just doing business. You're not going to sell it on Chol HaMoed. It's not clear you're selling it for Chol HaMoed, or even for the second days. It could be you're stopped doing business, so you have to sell it privately. Hatzayodin, trappers of animals, the Hadashashais, and grain pounders, the Hagrusais, and bean pounders, they're allowed to do their malacha privately for Yom Tov. Because again, people might say that it's being performed for after Yom Tov. So you're allowed to do it privately if you are doing it for Yom Tov. Rabbi Yossi says, Heim hechmiru al atzman. They were strict with themselves. And we'll have to see in the Gemara what it means, they were strict with themselves. Yeah, you're right. We've had a number of machlekes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, but we'll see what this machlekes is, because first we have to establish, is Rabbi Yossi being machmer or is Rabbi Yossi being mekel? In other words, is Rabbi Yossi saying they were machmer on themselves not to do the malacha at all and then it's a chumra, or is Rabbi Yossi saying they were machmer, it's only a chumra to do it betzina, but you're really allowed to do it before hesya, and Rabbi Yossi is saying a kula? So we have to see in the Gemara, is it a chumra or is it a kula? Yeah? Says the Holy Gemara, Pligi ba Rabbi Chia bar Abba Rav Asi. Rabbi Chia bar Abba and Rav Asi argue, V'tarva mishmei d'chizkiya of Rabbi Yechanan. And they both said their statement in the name of Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechanan. Chad omar mechapin aklushi. One mandarma says, mechapin means aklushi. You could put a light coating of straw. Rashi says, you cover it with anafim, sparsely, distant from each other, not a full kisoy. So Rabbi Yochanan says, mechapin aklushi, a light, sparse covering. Ma'avin means asmuchi, a thick covering. That means the pieces are very close to each other. The chadom, and the other man there says, no, mechapin bein aklushi bein asmuchi. Mechapin means whether it's sparse or whether it's dense, that's still together aklushi. That's still together mechapin. Mechapin is whether it's aklushi or whether it's asmuchi, whether it's sparse or whether it's dense. And ma'avin is you take the pile of grain underneath and you make a pile out of it, and this pile makes it easier to cover. So, in other words, the first man, the Amar, says mechapin means sparsely covered, ma'avin means densely covered, and the second man, the Amar, says mechapin is however you cover it. Ma'avin is oisin oisai kamin kri. You make a pile out of it. Rashi says, mechansin oisin biyachid. You gather it together, so it should be easy to cover. Some Rishonim learn that when you collect it, so now you're making more of a covering on top, because the ones on top will cover the ones on the bottom. If it's very widely spread, so then if the rain falls, things are going to get wet. But if you pile it, so at least most of it will be covered by the extra layer on top. Yes, right. And if it gets ruined, at least only the top layer will be ruined. But you still have most of it underneath. Tanya Nami Hachi, Ma'avin, Oisa Oisa Kamin Kri. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. We learned in Braisa, like the second opinion, that ma'avin means you make it like a pile, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Says the Holy Gemara, the sellers of fruits, clothing, and vessels could sell privately. I'll ask you a shayla. Hein hechmiru al atzman. Dolo havi avdi klal. I have a question. Were they machmer on themselves that they didn't do work at all? When Rabbi Yossi says that they were machmer on themselves, doesn't mean they were machmer on themselves that they didn't do malach at all. Aiduma, or maybe it means to have a avdi b'tzina. They did do it, but the chumra was that they did it b'tzina. And now the machloikas would be, the Tanakama holds, you have to do a b'tzina, and Rabbi Yossi holds, it's a chumra to do a b'tzina, but you don't have to. In other words, what's Rabbi Yossi saying? When Rabbi Yossi says they were machmer on themselves, does that mean they were machmer on themselves and they don't do malach at all, even b'tzina? Or does it mean they were machmer on themselves to do a b'tzina, but you don't really have to do a b'tzina? Okay? So that's the shayla. Tashma, moichrei peiros, those who sell fruits, ksus, clothing, v'chelim, and vessels, moichrei b'tzina, l'tzarech ha-moyed. They sell privately for Yom Tov. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi says, Tagre Tveria, the merchants of Tveria, Hinechmir al Atzman, Shalai Yiyu Moichrin Kolikar. The merchants of Tveria were machmer on themselves not to sell at all. What do we see from here? That the Chumra, that Rabbi Yossi, who said, Hinechmir al Atzman, it's not that they were, that doing it b'tzina is a Chumra, but the Chumra was that they didn't do it at all. Okay? Sayode chayos, trappers of wild animals, oifis and birds, v'dogim and fish, sadin v'tzina, l'tzach ha-moyed. They could trap privately for Yom Tov. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, tzade akoy, the trappers of akoy, hinach miru al atzman, they were machmer on themselves, shlo yiu tzadin kol ikar, not to trap at all. Mm-hmm. Why would these have to, why would good question, and why do they have to be so bishlam? A peiros is something that's usually bought well before. I want to say, why do they do a b'tzina? It's clear it's l'tzarech Yom Tov. Rabbi Yosef Amr, tzad de'ako, hinachmir olatz, and show you tzad in kol ikar. They're machmer on themselves not to do it at all.
No, we had a shita before, stamazoid of pragmati on Yom Tov is also.
Okay.
So why isn't this considered...
This is tzarech Moye, though.
No, but even in our mission, in our Mishnah, where it's not with Tzarek Moy, why isn't it us or to sell it at all?
Right. Good question. That's what he's asking, right? Which are?
If it's his business, it should be a chesed, no?
I want to know why they had to do it, but it's sinna. Here he brings that the Yushalmi says that Rabbi Ami cursed those who didn't trap on Yom Tov because it was Megareya, the Simchas Yom Tov. Plus, Plus, he quotes Yishami, the Kavana doesn't mean that they didn't trap at all, because you can't prepare fish before Yom Tov because it'll get ruined. Rather, it means they didn't trap with nets, they went fishing with a hook instead. Yeah, or some kind of trap. So what would that mean? Meaning, if you want to trap with a net, you have to do it privately. Maybe because a net is something you catch a lot of. So we catch a lot of it, so it's not nikkur, it's for Yom Tov. So instead they would do it one by one. Okay. The shushe.
Would that be enough of a sign to show that
they're
not doing business? Right?
What's the sign? What kind of sign?
One by one.
Correct. That's exactly what the Gemara means. When it says, the Tanakhama says that they did it privately with a net, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, they didn't trap at all with a net. Instead, they did one by one. When it says, Lohaya Oisin Kalikar, it doesn't mean they didn't do it at all. It means they didn't do it with a net at all. Okay. Deshushi. Those deshushi are grain pounders. Chilka, or dividing the grain into two. Targis, or into three. Vitisni, or into four. Doshishim Bitsinol Tzarchamay. They would grind it privately for Yom Tov. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi says, Deshushi Tzipori. The grinders of Tzipori, Hinechmiru Alatzan, were machmir on themselves, Shalai Yud Doshishin Kalikar, not to grind at all. Now the Gemara is going to define what's chilka, tergis, and tisni. Amar Abaye, chilka chada. Chilka is one, splitting it into one. Chilka is chada latarti, taking one and splitting it into two. So chilka is just dividing the grain in half. Tergis chada latas. Tergis is grinding it into three. What? Oh, tilga? The frying is tigun, right? So chilka, tergis, v'tisni. Meaning, tergis is one into three, and tisni is one into four. Kiasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he said, no, tisni is not... Well, let's see Rashi. Kunsa, kusemes, shaloisis inoisan, hainu chilka. Chilka is not one to two. Right, Abai says chilka is 1 to 2, and Rav Dimi defines chilka as not grinding it one piece into two, but rather kunsa means spelt, that is soaked. That's chilka. Chilka is soaked, spelt. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, we're going to challenge Rav Dimi's definition of chilka. Meaning Abayi says chilka is cutting it one into two. And Rav Dimi says chilka is what? Kinsa, spelt. Meis vehei, we'll ask a question. Chilka, tergis, v'tisni, t'mei, and b'chol makom. Chilka, tergis, and tisni, this is a Mishnah. And machshirin is t'mei always. What does this mean? It's mekabel tuma, says Rashi, whether in the village or in the big cities. Because we hold like this. The flour of people who live in big cities is mekabel tuma. Why? Because people in the big cities are fine people, and they soak their grain before they turn it into flour. We know that when something becomes wet, it now becomes susceptible to be mekabel tuma, right? We know in order for something to be mekabel tuma, it has to come into contact with yad shachat dam, yayin, dam, shemen, chalav, tal, dvash, mayim. Or, what's mem? Or, there's another mem. Yad, or mayim, right? Or mayim. So, in the big cities, they're always careful to soak their grain before they turn it into flour. So, in the big cities, grain is always mekabel tuma. The villages, they're not mekabel. They're not makbid to soak their grain. So, therefore, their flour is tahar, because it was never hoshul kabel tuma. But chilka is always tame, even in the village. Why? Because it's not possible to chop it without soaking it. Therefore, it's always tame, because it's always soaked in water. Now, Bishlama, Lamanda Merchad Alatarti Bishlama, according to Abaye, who says chilka is when you split one into two. Litlas into three larba mishum hachit man b'chol makom. That's why it's always tamei, even in the village. It's kasher because in order to cut it, you need to soak it. Elo lamanda amar kunta, but according to the manda amar what? Spelt amay tmein b'chol makom haloi is kasher. According to manda amar chulka is spelt. Why is it tamei even in the village? It never was chulshel kabal tuma. Says the Gemara, k'goin de mikalfon. For example, where it's hulled, it's hulled. The hull has been removed. That means it's the husk has been removed. The shell of the spelt has been removed. In order to remove it, it has to be soaked.
De-shelled. What are we doing here?
Why are we we're asking.
Why did this come up? What the definition of a chulka is? What does that do again?
Okay, because earlier we said that grain pounders or those who make it into two, three, or four do it privately. Letzarech hamayid. So now we're defining what chilka is. So we actually have a machlokes. Either chilka is people who split grain into two, or chilka is people who make spelt. So we're challenging. No, it can't be that people who make spelt. And in other words, because we said halacha, that chilka, they did it privately. And Rabbi Yossi said they didn't do it at all. So we have to know what we're talking about. What is chilka? There's a man that Amar, it's spelt. But if it's spelt, how could we have a different price that says that it's chokshe lekabel tuma? Says Gemara, k'gan de makalfa, de'ilav de'shar lehu b'may, because had you not soaked in water, lo yhav makalfa, it would never be peeled. So, and why is it called chilka? The shakel, because when you remove it, chilkihu, it smooths it out.
So it's already soaked in water in order for it to be de-shelled.
Correct. May say, we have another kashan, Rav Dimi. Hanoyder min ha-dagan, one who makes a neder, that he's not going to partake of dagan. Aser af b'pala mitzri, he's not allowed to benefit from Egyptian lentils, yavish, that are dry. Why? Because that's also called dagan. Why is it called dagan? Typically, dagan is one of the chamishas mine dagan, the five species of grain. What are they? Chita, koisames, shibalashuel, shifain, and saira, I guess. Wheat, barley, spelt, rye, oats. Right? Those are the five. But not Egyptian dry lentils. But if you make a nether, then I'm not going to have a nether. I'm not going to partake of dagon. Nathan, let's say you wake up in the morning and say, you know what? Tomorrow, you wake up in the morning and say, that's it. Today, I'm making a nether. I'm not having any dagon. You're not going to have dry Egyptian lentils. Even though I could tell you're really in the mood of dry Egyptian lentils, you cannot have the dry Egyptian lentils. Why? Because Rav Meir Shita is that even though dry Egyptian lentils are not dagon, but Rameir says that nedarim go by lashon b'nei adam, the way people speak. And when people talk about dagon, they refer to the dry Egyptian lentils. Umuter b'lach, you could have moist Egyptian lentils. So that at least you'll be able to have the moist Egyptian lentils. Umuter b'oires, you're allowed to have rice. You'll be chilka, you're allowed to have chilka. V'targis, v'tisni. Bishlam alamanda amar chadol atarti chadol atlas v'chadol arba. Bishlam, according to Abaye, that chilka is cutting it 1 to 2, 1 to 3, 1 to 4. Shaper, now we understand why you're allowed to have chilka. Denafki lhumitars dagan, it's not considered dagan. Why? Because it's split in half. It's split in half. Nobody piles it into a pile. Right, because we're saying the wider definition of dagon is anything that's usually put into a mound, into a pile. El manda amar kunta, but according to manda amar, that it's spelled dagon ma'al yehu, it's full-fledged grain. It's one of the five species of grain. So why, if you make a nether from dagon, are you allowed to have chilka, which is spelled? Kasha sotaka of dimi is difficult, ishvar. You ready? Vaiter. Rav Huna Shara lahu lahanhu krufaisa. Rav Huna allowed those krufaisas. What are krufaisas? Those who sell besamim. Lameza lizvune ki orchayhu b'shuka. Rav Huna allowed those krufaisas to go and sell like usual in the marketplace. Kufaisa are spice sellers. So those who sell spices, even though Rabbi say fruits cannot be sold publicly, and clothing cannot be sold publicly, and trapping animals cannot be done publicly, Rav Huna allowed those who sold spices to do so publicly. Esei Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana asked on this, Chanos Psucha Lestiyai, a store that's open to a bench area. A bench area is like this. They would have benches here, 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 like in the shape of a rectangle, usually at least two sides, sometimes a third side, and stores by the open side, and people would hang out in the bench area and sit there and relax, chill out, like in the old city where they have bench areas. Yeah, something like that. Listiyai, it's called a bench area. So the halacha is a store that's open to a bench area. Poseach, you could open the store door, v'noyal kedark, and lock it like you usually do. Even though it's you're selling here, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Psucha l'shusharav, when it's open not to a bench area but to a public domain, then you have to make a hecker and sort of show that you're not doing business as usual. Poseach achas v'noyal achas. You need to open one door and close the other. The Erev Yom Tov Ha'achron Shochag and Erev Shmini Atzeres. What day of the year is Erev Shmini Atzeres? Days. 21, yeah. What is it called? Erev Shmini Atzeres? Shana Rabba. So now Hoshana Rabba is a big selling day. Because Shmini Atzeres is, people go all out. First of all, it's the happiest day of the year, Shmini Atzeres. Second of all, it's Regel Bifnei Atzmai. Right, remember we had in Beya, Pazer Kosev. There's six ways that Shmini Atzeres is special. And therefore people eat more on Shmini Atzeres than any other time. So on Shmini Atzeres, Erev Yom Tov Ha'achron Shechag, Moitzi, you could take out the merchandise, Uma'ater Shukei Ho'ir, and adorn the marketplace of the city, the peros, with fruits, b'shvil kavod yom tov ha'achron. But the bottom line is that the only time you're allowed to do business, usually, on Chol HaMoed is erev Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara may kavod yom tov ha'achron in shloim may kavod yom tov loy. The only business you're allowed to do with selling fruits is because of the honor of the last day of Yom Tov. But if it's not for the honor of the last day of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to. That's the kashan of Kahana. Rav Kahana said, excuse me, that's kashan of Huna. Rav Huna allowed spice merchants to sell usually in the shuk. But that's from this price that we see it's only mutter on Shmini Atzeres. Says Gemara, loy kasha, ha v'peri, ha v'tavlin. It's not shver. Spices, you're allowed to sell like usual. Fruits, you're not allowed to. Rashi says, there's a chash, you might be buying it for the rest of the year. But spices, you're allowed to sell usually. Like, what kind of spices? Important Rashi. Not all kinds of spices, because usually if you buy pepper, it's good for 5 years, right? So Rashi, therefore, qualifies. Kruv ukrishin, cabbage and leeks. These are things that don't stay. Yeah, and they're vegetables that spoil fast. So that you're allowed to do regularly on Chol HaMoed.
So Taisa says, right?
What Taisa
says? Rashi says kruv and tavlin, but he says we said they're not considered tavlin.
Uh-huh.
So that's what you're asking. It's not a spice.
You're saying it's a vegetable, it's not a spice. Okay, good question. Taisa is kasha. You're mechamen to a Taisa.
That's good for the night.
Okay, you're mechamen to a Taisa. Give the man a cold drink. Okay. Loi kasha, habaperi habatavlin. It's not difficult. When we are limited in the way we open a store, that's fruits. Fruits are usually bought in a lot at a time. So it looks like you're buying it for the rest of the year. Here we're talking about spices, namely spices that don't stay. Moicher kedarka, Rashi says, kugon kruv karshinan, hakoyod mitzar chamoyed hein, and there's no chshad. Okay, let's just start. Hadron Allah Misha Hafach. And then the Mishnah just says, we know that you're not allowed to shave or do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because we're afraid you're going to enter the Moed. If you're allowed to do laundry or shave on Chol HaMoed, then you're just going to leave it until then and enter the Moed unkempt. So the Mishnah says that there are a few exceptions to the rule. We'll talk about this more. We might do one more this week. The following are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Habam Medina Sayam, those who come from overseas, and we base Hashivya, or out of captivity, who get out of jail, or someone who is in chayrim, that the rabbis released him from the chayrim. Let's say someone made a nether, they're not going to shave, and then he got a heter from a chacham, or a nazir or a matzayra who comes out of their tumah, they're allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. We'll pick it up as a Hashem next time. Good to see everyone. Have a great night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.